Start on Sundays now, our new book club. Recommend a book that everyone can pick up that I think is exceptional and worth purchasing. This week I want to recommend the newly put out by Koren. It looks like every other sitter they put out, but it's actually a Koren sitter with the commentary of Rav Kook. It's phenomenal. Just to give you a little taste of it, it's actually put together by Bezalel Naor, who's one of the leading scholars of Rav Kook in the world, and it's a perfect choice because he's both an academic and a very mystical individual, which is exactly what you need to write something up like this of Rav Kook. In his introduction, he lays out the machlokas Rambam and Ramban on the chiyuv of tefillah. Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah, mitzvas aseh lispalo b'chol yom, shenemar vartzem elokechem mipi ashmu olam shavura zehui tefillah. The avoda is tefillah, that there's an obligation midaraisa to daven from the Rambam. How many times and whatever, unclear, but from the Rambam, there's a deraisa obligation to daven. Ramban is of the opinion, Nachmanides Ramban writes, that no, it's not the case, but rather, vadai, kol inyan atfila ain't a chova klal. It's not an obligation at all. Aval hu b'midas chesed abor yisparach aleinu, that God gave us a gift that whenever we needed to, we can call out to him. The obligation kicks in at a derabbanan level where you have to daven at set times per day. So Bezalel Naor takes this machlokas Rambam and Ramban and develops it in the following way based on the words of Rav Kook. He says, enter Rav Kook. Rav Kook introduces to the conversation a fresh look at prayer. Prayer is an incessant internal monologue. In truth, the soul constantly prays. That's a line from Rav Kook. Be'emes, that in truth, the soul constantly prays. But what's happening beneath the surface is a hidden babbling brook, a subterranean current that doesn't have any form. When tefillah comes out, it gives shape to that inner wellspring and concretizes it. So says Bezalel Naor in closing that opening introduction to the sitter, he says maybe Rambam and Ramban are not mutually exclusive, but they complement each other. They describe two sides to one phenomena called prayer. Maimonides, Rambam is addressing the interior process of prayer, that fermenting, that bubbling up of energy waiting to come out. Ramban is looking at it as, well, you need the outside to tell you when that's got to come up. Certain zmanim come up midrabanan, and those zmanim tell you now you got to daven, and they need each other. The soul is waiting for a structure to give it form, and the structure is waiting for the soul to give it heart, to give it life, to give it vitality, and each of them need each other.